Okay, so I'm so glad that I know that all of those dosha quizzes were complete crap, because I seriously felt like I was all of them. But once we come to you and we figure out the doshas, how can you tell when they're in balance or not in balance? And can you give us an idea, if there are people here that already have gone to a consultant and truly know their dosha, what kinds of foods or, you know, ways to keep themselves balanced they could
do? Sure, yes. Okay, so without, like, because like I said, it's so complicated. But for example, if I have a client that comes to me and says, you know, no matter what I do, I am waking up at 1 or 2 in the morning and I'm, you know, I'm cold, my skin has gotten very dry, right away I know that her vata is not balanced. Why? Because vata is your moving light energy. It's light. So when you're consuming too many light things, it's going to get aggravated. And how did that work? So like if I'm having too much salad or too much raw food, or if I'm, which is horrible for vata, vata should be eating a lot of hearty, heavy food. Heavy not meaning greasy and fat, heavy meaning just hearty. You know, your animal proteins, your carbohydrates. So vata, which was my problem, should not be a vegan, and I was a vegan for many years, so that was not helping my IBS.
I was just gonna talk to you about that, because like, you know, everyone's like, oh, the vegan lifestyle's great for everyone, or this is, you know, so it really is individual.
It's super individual. I'm a huge believer of veganism in terms of, I think it's great, especially if you have a disease such as cancer or diabetes, something like that. But if you are, you know, thank God, a healthy person, then you have to see what your dosha is. So yeah, so for example, if she's complaining of those things, I know her vata is in balance. Or if someone's talking to me and I keep seeing that they have a white coating on their tongue and they have really bad sinus problems and always having sinuses, or they have mucus, whether it's in their bowel or anywhere else, then I know their kapha is out of balance. That means you're eating too much of the animal product, too much of dairy, which is bad for kapha. So kapha is actually the dosha that should be a vegan. They would benefit from either a vegetarian vegan diet. And pitta is kind of like, think of it as in between, you know? They can have a little bit of salad and they can have a little bit of animal protein, just not overdo it. So that's in terms of how to keep things balanced. A pitta person, for example, if they're having skin rashes a lot, or they're having really bad heartburn, or they keep getting fevers, that's another giveaway that, you know, they're, especially with the skin, anything with the skin is a pitta imbalance. That means your pitta is very aggravated, and we need to cut back on anything spicy or salty, like ginger, garlic, any type of stimulant like caffeine, coffee, alcohol. So these are all not friends of pitta.
Oh, great.
Actually, I'm like, alcohol and coffee is not the best for any of them.
I was just going to say, I'm like, what are some foods that are like not good for anyone?
I mean, in Ayurveda, we do say you don't want to be dependent on anything, mm-hmm. in any type of stimulant. So if you are a coffee drinker, which 99% of people are, I mean, I'm not, but if you are, then, you know, have your one morning cup of coffee and that's it. Mm-hmm. Switch it for a tea. Mm-hmm. Tea is a little bit less of a stimulant, especially depending on what kind of tea you go for. Alcohol is also something that we say no to. And this might be a surprise for you guys, but onion and garlic,
which
is something that in Ayurveda and also in Buddhism, we do not consume. Only time in Ayurveda you take onion or garlic is to use it for medicine. Like example, if you have a really bad cough and you don't want to take medication, you can take some milk with garlic. Garlic is a great antibiotic. Mm-hmm. But to just have it for cooking, because it is delicious, it smells wonderful, it's really bad for you. It aggravates all the doshas.
Oh my.
Yeah. So I don't ever consume. Like if someone says, what's your diet? I eat everything except for garlic and onion. So when we're in a restaurant, I have to make sure everything's garlic free, onion free.
My mind is blown. That's like the staple. It's like the first thing we throw in the oil.
It's because that's how we were raised, you know? And also if you go in a restaurant, they don't really clean or chop the onions and the garlics properly, so it causes a lot of inflammation.
Yeah. Oh my God, mind blown. Mind blown. Okay, awesome. I definitely coming for a consult so I can figure out what I'm supposed to eat.